comes to town, you two and B.B. King. That's the current single from Rattle and Hum. So let me ask Edge about him and B.B. King. Very, on the surface, very different styles of guitar playing and coming from very different directions. Did you find you had things in common? Could you relate to each other with guitars, or didn't he understand what you were doing?
Oh, no. Quite the opposite. You know, B.B. is, although he's working in the blues tradition, he's very aware of what was happening. You know, he knew of U2 and he knew of my guitar playing. And although I wouldn't attempt ever to play in a sort of blues style on the same track as B.B., it was fun to play, you know, do my thing in a track with B.B. King. It was great. Actually, myself and I went down to the show in Dublin, and we went on stage at the end of the show, and, you know, we did When Love Comes to Town. The only problem is there was only one guitar, so I had to go and play Lucille, which was later. You know, as I walked on stage, I just realized what I was actually about to do. It felt very strange. Had I had time to think about it, I'm sure I wouldn't have, you know. The idea of going on stage with B.B. and picking up Lucille and playing with him is just so ridiculous. But I must have been feeling very brave that night.
Roy Orbison song, I mean, B.B. King is a long way away from Roy Orbison, and yet you've written this song, this amazing song, I think, which is not... I can't imagine you two doing that song. It's not something the band could do, I don't think. Or was there ever a U2 demo of She's a Mystery to Me?
Actually, there was. We played it in some studios, like early on. And it was not a bad version, actually. It's one of those songs that it's never going to sound the same, you know, when another person does it. And the version Roy did, I think, is absolutely incredible. Bono went down and actually worked with him on the session and really worked quite closely on the recording. So I think he did it some great work. He also got producer credit, which was good.
So you didn't actually write it with Roy in mind?
What happened, actually, Bono had started the song, just really got the bare bones of the song, and he was thinking about Roy. He had Roy in mind, and we were playing in the Wembley Arena the night after, and somebody came backstage and said to Paul, you know, Roy Orbison's outside, you know, shall I bring him in? He wants to meet the band. And Bono was in the corner and didn't hear him. Suddenly Bono walks into the dressing room and Roy Orbison is standing there, and he just wrote this song the night before. So, like, he just sort of starts talking to Roy and quite, like, sort of sheepishly says, look, Roy, I actually started a song last night which I think might work out for you, you know? And he immediately brightened up and said, well, you know, great, you know, I'm putting together an album and I'm actually looking for songs. So, we worked on it, finished it, and when we were in Los Angeles, I went down with the song and recorded it with him. So it was one of those weird, weird coincidences that sometimes happen.
Was your early version very different from his?
The Sun Studios recording really sounds very different to me. It's quite a lot more sort of thrashy, you know. It's more of a punk version, I would say. No, it's good that Roy, I think Bono was right in feeling that the song would work for Roy. I think he sings it so well. Darkness falls and she will take me.
She's a Mystery to Me. That's Roy Orbison. Reading about you two doing some... You've done that Patti Smith cover version on the B-side of the single, and I've been reading about you doing other cover versions. I forget the specific titles. Have you been doing that, or is that just record biz rumors?
We've been doing a few cover versions in the studio. Something that we were never really very good at early on, and well, we're still not that great at cover versions. But we decided almost more for enjoyment, more fun, to try and record a few songs other people have written. And Dancing Barefoot was one of them. It seemed to work out, so we put it out as the B-side of When Love Comes to Town.
What other stupid stuff have you done?
We've done some weird stuff. I mean, we did a version of Fortunate Son, Creedence Clearwater. We did some old soul classics with Maria McKee, actually. I mean, some of these recordings will never probably be released because, like, they're unfinished. But we had a great time, you know. Some songs we actually never finished, you know. They dissolve into hysterical laughter, you know, and that's all that we have of them. We did, Warm and Tender Love, do you know that one?
Oh,
yeah. And we did this other more obscure soul song, you know that one, Everybody Loves a Winner, but when you lose alone. That's the sort of line. It's a great old song. I don't even know who wrote that one. And we did, what else did we do? Unchained Melody. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
That's probably going to come out, actually, because Bono sings that really well, you know. He never ceases to amaze me with some of the things that he can sing. You know, I think he'd do a mean version of Moon River as well.
Not Moon River. It's a great song, too. The big question is, plans then? 1989, U2. Any, you must know what's happening for the rest of the year, or you must have some idea. What's coming?
It's hard to say, really. We're getting off on just playing together, you know, trying a few different things in the studio. But I don't think we're going to release an album for at least another year, maybe more. So I think that the next thing we're going to be doing is playing live. We're going to go to Australia, New Zealand, and Japan at the end of the year and do some shows, I think, with B.B. King, which should be fun. First time I've actually been on the road with B.B. He's played with us a few times, but we never toured with him as such. And once that's over and done, we'll start work on the next record.
That's a different way of doing things, going out when there is no new record, going out on the road. People don't do that anymore.
Well, we just decided, you know, that we just want to have a bit more fun, you know, and, like, go on the road if we feel like it and play places we want to play. There's all kinds of reasons why it doesn't make sense, but, you know, I think we just got to a stage where we realized that if we were going to go on the road for the right reasons at the right time, it's just going to get really boring. And so we just said, let's just do what we want for a while, see what happens. You know, in another 5 years, when everyone's forgotten about us, we'll have to start working hard again. No, I just think touring is great as long as you're enjoying it, but if it ever starts to become a chore, that's when to stop. And, you know, thankfully, it's never really got beyond that point with us. But it started to look like, you know, it became a bit of a treadmill, or it was starting to look like that. So we just decided to give it a break for a while and break it up. Release an album, maybe, and not tour it, which is what we did with Rattle and Hum, and then tour when we want to rather than when we have to.
Being perverse. This playing is all the other side of the world, so nothing this side of the world this year.
No. I don't think so.
Okay, got any favourite songs at the minute, or a favourite song by anybody else that's around at the minute that I could slip into the show?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's put me on the spot. You know who I quite like is S Express. Something from them would be good. There's another American band I really like called Living Colour. Yeah, I seem to, at the moment, like, I'm listening to... Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, I know. The Neville Brothers out. You heard that? With God on Your Side. That's great. That is an incredible version. That's a great album, you know. we kind of crossed paths with Danny a few times while he was making it, and that, you know, sounded great, but actually how it's turned out is even better than we imagined it was going to be. They're great guys as well.